Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Maraz. Today we're being joined by two folks from Frontier Housing here in Morehead, Sherry Farley, who's the president and CEO, and Josh Trent, who is the director of design construction. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming over and spending time with us today.
Thank you, Chuck, for having us.
Well, ladies first, Josh. I need to talk to Sherry first of all, and we'll get to you here in a moment. But I know, Sherry, there's always seemingly a lot of projects that Frontier Housing is working on, kind of what's going on right now. Give us an update.
Well, today, Chuck, not much is going on in the construction field with the weather as it is. It's a little slow today. But we're pretty busy at Frontier. Right now, we have about 10 single-family homes under construction in various degrees throughout our service region. We have some projects that we've been working on for a while, one being the Salt Lick project. I think that we've discussed that one before. Made a lot of progress there. That project was made possible by a community development block grant that the city of Salt Lick was able to get. It was just under $1 million, and with that funding, they were able to buy the old school building there in Salt Lick that was in really bad repair and was really a hazard to the community. And Josh can speak more to this about the specifics, but a lot of progress. Josh, would you like to?
Sure. It's your turn, Josh.
Absolutely.
I was hoping that you might give us a status update on that project, yeah, because I think it's a great project and a very interesting one.
That's correct. We were very fortunate to get to work with the city of Salt Lick, and the mayor there, Brad Frizzell, has been superb to work with. The project is very exciting. We are planning to have 6 new single-family homes to be built in that area. We have demoed the school. That's taking place now. We are in process of doing all the field work that has to happen to elevate the property out of the 100-year floodplain. And we're in our final stages of bid for the road, sewer, water, sidewalks, and final infrastructure. So we are narrowing down to the point to where we're almost to ready to build new construction within probably the next 60 days or so if weather permits. So it's very exciting. We're looking forward to getting this project kicked off and starting some houses in Salt Lick. We do have at this point 2 homes sold, 2 lots are sold there. So we have 4 that are still available. And so we're looking forward to doing some work in Salt Lick over the next few months.
At this point, what's the timeline on that project as far as you haven't built a house there yet, correct? I know you had to tear down the old school that was the old elementary school that was in the downtown area, but I guess I'm going to back up just a little bit right there and just ask you about that school itself. I know at one point there was hopefully a plan to keep at least part of the school, but I guess there were some challenges with that old building.
Yeah, that's correct. Whenever we first looked at the property, we looked at the option of keeping the school. How could we renovate the property and make use of the existing building that we had? But the structure itself is in such bad condition. When you look at the age of the building, some of the structural issues, we had some groups come in and look at the building and just determined it really wasn't safe. And then utility usage and bringing the building up to code and changing use was just going to be a cost that was just not feasible to turn around. And then the long-term cost of operating that building in the city, utility usage there was over $50,000 a year on that building alone just for electric costs. So that was pretty tremendous whenever we looked at how to operate that and renovate it to make the building more efficient and even usable.
But you were able to save, I guess, a small part of the school, is that right? Maybe the facade or something?
That's correct. We wanted to go in whenever we finished our development and we put in the entrance sign for the new property, and we wanted to bring something back from the school and showcase that at the entrance of that development. So we did save some of the brick facade, some of that was the original when the original school was built. We did salvage that to construct the entrance sign out of. So we thought that for the community and the citizens and the folks that went to school there, that would be a nice memento to have, so that way the new subdivision sign would show and be made of brick facade from the old building.
What's the plan for actually starting building of the homes?
We would anticipate that within the next 60 days, we'd be ready to actually start some of our first construction there to break ground on footings and foundations.
And when do you hope to complete it?
Normally, completion time would take us about 90 to 100 days, depending on weather.
So for each home?
That's correct. But we'll probably do both of those houses simultaneously. I would imagine they'll start within just a few weeks or a month or so of each other.
Do you build the homes as they're bought then? Is that correct? Or?
That's typically how we do it, yes. It's really pretty amazing that we've already sold two homes there, and the property's not even ready to build on yet. You know, that shows that there is some demand in Salt Lick. So we may build a spec home there. It just depends. But we are having folks come in and talk to us. And I would encourage our listeners, if they know anyone who is in Salt Lick in need of a home or anyone who wants to locate in Salt Lick, to please get in contact with us at Frontier. This is first come, first serve. There are income limits on this particular project. We don't always have income limits. But this one, because of the Community Development Block Grant, we have to look at the income to see if the homeowner will qualify to live there. But these homes are going to be very affordable because there was special funding in this project to make them affordable. And, of course, they will all be built to Frontier specifications with the energy efficiency. So it's a nice community.
And we've planned this out with – it's kind of like a planned unit development scenario to where we've come up with some house plan designs for this. We've got some color schematics. We have site layouts for customers to look at and pick from. And then the energy efficient factor that we've included in with all of our homes and construction will be just a long-term savings for everybody that buys a house that's in this development or buys or builds a Frontier home.
I'll ask you this question then, Sherry. You mentioned the income requirements for those interested maybe in getting one of those homes over there in Salt Lake. What would they be?
Well, it's 80% of area median income, and that varies by county, and it also varies by family size. I can't give you the specific numbers for that reason, and the new charts just came out. But somewhere around for a family of two, somewhere around $25,000 a year. You know, I don't want to discourage anyone from checking, though, because different situations can make the outcome different.
It's always safe to be just ask.
Yes, absolutely.
What about the price tag for the homes themselves?
That will vary as well, and Josh can speak to that better than I can. But there depending on the size of the home and the upgrades chosen, and also the subsidy that we can bring to these particular homes, the price tag can be different. But typically, the cost of construction is somewhere around $115,000 on a home like we would be building there. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's what the ultimate price tag is going to be for the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Josh, would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, I think that's right. I would say between $105,000 to $115,000, depending on what house plan you pick and the amenities or options that the customer goes with. Definitely worth checking into because that price could vary depending on the site and the individual situation. So, but that would be correct.
Salt Lick obviously has a very small downtown area, but when you talk about putting people in the downtown area living there in a small community that you're setting up, I would think that might help spur possible economic development inside Salt Lick. You know, there'll be a need perhaps for businesses and services for those folks living there.
Well, we certainly hope that's the case. As far as jobs, the National Home Builders Association estimates that there's three jobs created for every home built, just a typical home that we built. So with six homes there, that would be 18 jobs. And that's not just on the construction, of course. There's manufacturing of other products and stuff that go into that.
This is a specific layout on this building in this community, correct? I mean, it's got a design to kind of make it have a certain type of flow. Am I accurate in saying that?
That's correct, yes.
Maybe explain that, because we've talked about that before, and I think it's nice that we have the opportunity to, again, tell people how this is going to be set up, because it's a little bit different than what they might expect.
Well, in regards to the development itself, we looked at planning this community. We looked at these needs of what Salt Lick and the folks that may want to locate there as far as the plan design. We came in, we worked with the mayor and some of the folks that were that are involved in the city. We did the plan unit development. We've got streetscapes, so we're going to have nice landscaping for each house, sidewalks, going to have a nice asphalt entrance road. The property will be restricted, so that way you can look at maintaining property values and those things, minimum restrictions, but still also look out for others' property values. And we tried to bundle the entire schematic so that whenever a homeowner comes into this package, we offer them a lending piece so they can come to us for lending or credit counseling. Then we would also have design so that they can work with the design we have, make tweaks and modifications. We will actually work with local contractors to bid the proposed construction, and then we'll oversee and manage that. And then once the house is finished, we'll turn over to the homeowner a 100% turnkey operation to where all they have to do is move in. We've included everything from sidewalks, appliances, tap fees, you name it, driveways and everything. And then we give a post 1 year construction warranty to where we'll maintain a warranty on the house to the homeowner for 1 year from the date that they move in and occupy the dwelling.
I want to talk to you, Sherry, about that lending program in a moment, but I did, as we talk about some of the projects you're involved in, I think you're also mm-hmm. involved in one that's somewhat similar in terms of setting up kind of a mini community here in West Moorhead, is that right? Maybe up, I think it's on the west side, and I think it's kind of like in that hilltop area, I believe, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, and you know, we hope to be able to do that project. We have an application into the Department of Local Governments now, with the city of Moorhead. They've applied for a community development block grant. They made application last year and it was denied. Those funds are very limited, but we feel like that we'll probably have a better chance of success with that application. And I think that the city should hear something, we're thinking, within the next couple of months. So if that comes to be and the city gets that funding, then yeah, there will be some major work done in West Moorhead. Let me take a step back, Chuck, and say, in anticipation of this development, you know, Frontier purchased some property there, and it's in the same area, and it was actually vacant property, so we didn't have to tear down any homes. We subdivided that property into four lots, and we've got three families located there now. We've got one lot available. It's real nice. I'm not sure if you've been out in that area. It's a very, very pretty little development. And that will be adjacent to this other project that the city and Frontier will partner with doing. There will be different phases. The application the city has made this round is for phase one. Plans are, if it's successful and we do that development, that there will be a lot more development out in that area. That area has a lot of potential. But there's a lot of older homes that really need to be replaced, a lot of rental units that need to be taken out and replaced. The infrastructure is pretty run down in that area. And again, Josh has worked extensively with the city and on this project. So, you know, any other details, he can fill in the gaps.
All right,
I'll
ask you this then, Josh. Talk about phase one, what that would entail, and then what perhaps phase two would also entail.
Well, phase one would first entail the acquisition of some properties that need to be acquired and demolished. And we would go back in, replat the property, and open those lots up for sale. We would also do some infrastructure development, so where we would replace sewer lines, water lines, new asphalt, widening of the road on Center Street, also incorporate sidewalks for walking. There's a lot of kids now that utilize that area. They have no sidewalk to walk on. They're walking on the street, so we thought that was very important for safety, and then, too, for just functionality. When you look at the west side of Moorhead, most of that area has sidewalks that are accessible fully to all of downtown. Mm-hmm. That street is one of the streets that's lacking that, so we felt like that was very important in our overall plan and design, was to incorporate streetscape, so that way the kids, citizens, residents would have a sidewalk to walk on and have a safe area. We were looking at about 8 homes to be constructed back in that area, 7 to 8 houses. And total project cost, including acquisition of property, relocation, and then future development, is going to be close to $2 million.
Is that what you're looking for in this community development block grant, or what's the amount there?
We've asked them for $1 million. Yes, $1 million, and then within the city and Frontier Housing, we'll bring the balance of the funds to the table.
I think I talked with Mayor Perkins about this back in the fall, and he felt pretty confident that this time around you're going to get the green light and you're going to get this one, this grant.
Well, we hope. You know, we've from what we're hearing, it was a very competitive application, and it's been a while since the city has received funding for housing in the Community Development Block Grant Program. And the funds have been so limited because of the federal budget cuts, and I think the state only has maybe about $3 or $4 million now to disperse throughout the whole state.
So it's pretty competitive.
It's extremely competitive, but this is a very good application. The area that we're talking about revitalizing here in Moorhead, it really needs it, and that's a growing part of the community. You know, there's been a lot of new development out there with the new courthouse and lots of new commercial development out there. And so it's just kind of an ideal project for the Community Development Block Grant Program.
It really sounds like it is going to change the entire look of that area.
Yes.
So I think it will. I think it's a real opportunity. I think that part of the city has potential for a lot of growth. We can see that new buildings, new folks moving in that direction. You see some renovation work happening already on the west end of town, even outside of the courthouse and judicial centers, health department. But I think that that area, with a little bit of infrastructure development, has a lot of potential to offer some nice city lots, to change the landscape down there, and to really just make a huge impact on the west side of Moorhead.
Yeah, West Moorhead has probably in the last 15, 16 years since the Hammer in the Hills project back in the late 90s, has really changed and gotten a lot nicer.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We're on the front page today, and we're talking with two folks from Frontier Housing, Sherry Farley, who is the president and CEO, and Josh Trent, who is director of design construction. I'm Chuck Meraz. We'll pause on the show, come back with more in just a moment.
Support for MSPR is provided in part by Toyota Motor Manufacturing Kentucky. With a $6 billion investment in our state and thousands of jobs at its Georgetown plant, plus thousands of additional indirect jobs through part suppliers and vendors, Toyota is more than an automotive maker. It's an economic engine that drives the Commonwealth. Toyota Kentucky is online at facebook.com/visittoyotaky. Toyota in Kentucky, part of the economy.
Welcome back to Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz. We're talking with Sherry Farley and Josh Trent from Frontier Housing. Sherry is the president and CEO, and Josh is the director of design construction. Sherry, I know that we spoke a few moments ago about the lending program that you offer at Frontier Housing. It's a program that not many people, quite frankly, know much about, unfortunately, and hopefully we'll change that today.
Okay. We'll try to do that, Chuck. Frontier Housing is a lender. We have three licensed mortgage lenders, and we also have another person who does some counseling to help people get prepared for homeownership. We have access to regular lending products, and then we also have access to loan products that's a little different than you'll find in the mainstream. And some of the things that we can help folks with that they can't get lots of other places is we have 100% financing. We have down payments as low, for our new construction, we have down payments as low as $100.
That's pretty special.
It's really pretty special. Very competitive interest rates. Some interest rates are as low as 1%. And those are very special programs that you have to fit in a certain category to be able to.
You're talking about income guidelines and things like
that. Exactly, income guidelines. But there are not necessarily income guidelines on the other products that we offer. And this is actually something that we've seen a large increase in demand for lately. I think last year we did about 30. We helped 30 families buy homes, existing homes. Those are not homes that Frontier builds. We always try to make sure that the home is good quality. But we work with realtors and others in the area. And so we're seeing demand pick up quite a bit. And we see that we anticipate there's going to be quite a bit of growth in that area. We think that we'll do at least 30 this year. And so we're talking about, $4 million in loans for existing homes. And in addition to that, there would be about that much that that we would volume that we would do on the homes that we build as well.
Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been in the lending business now?
Well, Frontier's been in the lending business for years, but we only did lending for families who bought our homes. So about a half dozen years ago, we started doing lending on existing homes. And what that means is if someone is looking for a home or if they have already chosen a home to purchase, then we would be the lender that they would come to, which is a little different than what we did historically. So it's kind of like going to a bank, only we have some different products that banks don't have.
I think the main thing, and you pointed this out, is that you have lending programs that are not based on income guidelines, that anyone can walk in and talk to you about a potential loan for a home, and it's something that many people, I think, do not realize that you offer.
Yes, and we're seeing a large increase in more moderate income families, because even moderate income families need help. Sometimes everybody doesn't have a 20% or a 10% down payment, and so we're there to help people, primarily first-time home buyers, not necessarily, but we help them get over the hump to purchase a home.
The counseling program, talk about that too, because that's a little bit different. You have somebody in your office who can talk to people about what their needs are, what their income is, what they can afford, and I think it's a pretty in-depth program, if I remember correctly.
It can be. Our counseling, we do some different types of counseling. We do some credit counseling, and our credit counseling is geared around getting families prepared for home ownership. So if there are delinquencies on the account, on the customer's accounts, our counselor will work through those issues with the customer and give them a plan of action of what they need to do to get prepared, whether it's reduce their current debt and increase their credit score. So, yes, they work. Our credit counselors work with those families. But we also do home buyer education.
That's important, isn't it?
We believe that it's very important. Statistics show that families who go through home buyer education prior to buying a home, they're better prepared and they're more likely to be successful long term.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great because especially for a first-time home buyer, the idea of going out there and you're looking at the price tag on a home that's $100,000 or more, and you're like, how can I ever make this thing work? I only make this much money, and, I mean, there's so much paperwork and all this that goes into buying a home, and it's a daunting task for those who've never been through it before.
It is, and I think that that's one of the areas that Frontier really excels in. And, you know, hats off to my staff. They do an excellent job. It is daunting. And at Frontier, our staff, they do some hand-holding. Some folks need a little more hand-holding than others. But it's actually, we get them prepared. We handle the loan for them, the construction, inspections, everything that needs to happen. Because, you know, our mission is to provide affordable housing solutions to build better communities. So we're looking at the long-term success of the community and the family. And we bring all that together by including the whole package. So it's not as daunting.
Well, as we wrap up, why not let people know about your website and also your phone number if they'd like to contact you?
Sure. Be glad to do that. Our phone number is 606-784-2131, and our website is www.frontierhousing.org. And you welcome anyone to give us a call.
Well, thanks so much for coming over. I know the weather's a little tough today, but we appreciate you making it over on the slick roads and spending time with us.
We appreciate you having us. Thank you, Chuck.
Sherry Farley and Josh Trent from Frontier Housing here in Moorhead, our guests today on Front Page. I'm Chuck Morales, your host. See you next time.